The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Well, some of the biggest donations to Telethon this weekend came from the mining industry, who have shown incredible generosity. Joining me now is the CEO from the Chamber of Minerals and Energy, Paul Everingham. Paul, thank God for WA's mining sector and you guys doing so well, and thanks for your massive donations. How's everyone doing this morning? We've seen that WA has moved up sixth place in the State of the State report out today. How's the vibe in there?
Yeah, really good, Jenna, and thanks for the warm welcome. Telethon was fantastic. Really surprised me last night when I saw the record fundraising amount beaten late last night, with some generosity from the former chair, Kerry Stokes, with a big check, and then another big check from the people of Western Australia who chipped in $5 million, announced by Mark McGowan. Look, the mining sector has been very resilient in 2020 through COVID. It's taken a lot of work. The workforce on the ground, on mine sites and on gas platforms have had to endure a lot. A lot of them have been away from home for a long time. They've had to live in more strenuous circumstances, and they're the ones we need to be congratulating and thanking. The people on the ground on mine sites have done a wonderful job this year.
Yeah, indeed. I think everyone's really made some massive sacrifices, and if anything, it's just shown how quickly big business can pivot so quickly to protect their livelihoods, which is fantastic. With the State of the States report, Paul, mining exports remain strong, and it's sort of helped us build momentum here in WA. Will that continue, and is the Chinese demand still quite high?
Yeah, look, Chinese demand has been quite resilient. We've seen demand for iron ore remain strong with a fair bit of uncertainty in the global economy, in part due to COVID, but also due to a range of other geopolitical issues. Mm-hmm. Demand for gold is very high as a commodity of certainty or a flight to safety. We're seeing nickel and copper start to do well, which is fantastic for Western Australia, and also the battery minerals are starting to recover off some lows of a couple of years ago.
Bring on the lithium, I say. Fantastic news. Now, we just spoke to Richard Goyder, who is the chairman of Qantas. The hard border in WA is a big issue, I think, on everyone's minds for the past couple of weeks. Where are you guys at with it? Do we want to see a roadmap? Do we want to aim for Christmas? Are you just waiting on what happens with the High Court challenge by Clive Palmer in November? Where are you at with this now?
Look, we've been working in partnership with the state government for some time now around certainty, particularly for interstate FIFO workers. Mm-hmm. We know the state's got the interests of the people of Western Australia at heart, and we want to work with them. We don't think it should be a partisan or a political matter. We know they're doing things on a health and safety basis, and health and safety on mine sites comes first, mm-hmm. so that's what we're putting first. Mm-hmm. We do think that there will need to be a pathway, particularly for some people who've been away from home now for 9 to 12 months. But we're working collaboratively behind the scenes with the health department and the transport department and others around making that happen.
Surely, Paul, and I think like we saw with the Hospitality Association earlier in the year when we came out of lockdown and moved into, you know, opening up things like pubs and clubs and restaurants and things, the government really leaned in on their sort of advice. Surely they're really taking what you guys say as gospel, because you guys have done so well in terms of health and safety on sites all around WA. Surely we could see some good news, do you think, in the next couple of weeks?
Look, I think that the government has been fantastic to us this year. They've listened. They've allowed us to continue to operate at both state and federal levels. We've been working with the health department now around some travel protocols. Mm-hmm. We don't determine government announcements, and the Premier makes decisions based on the Chief Health Officer's advice.
Of course.
What we're focused on is keeping our workforce safe and keeping our mine sites open.
And surely I'm hoping that they are definitely following your lead, because you've all done an amazing job. And thank you so very much for all of your generosity over the weekend at Telethon. I hope you had fun at the ball. It looked like a grand old time.
It did. It was amazing to see almost 800 people together in one place, only in WA.
Only in WA. Well, CEO from the Chamber of Minerals and Energy, Paul Everingham, you're a busy man and we appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.